I'm a man of science, and I'm obviously I've devoted my lifetime to healthcare, and I think that the health of people living here in America today, as well as our grandchildren and our grandchildren's children, is of paramount importance. And again, when you've got these guys in Washington, D.C., who are focused solely on the next election in 2 years rather than having a more long-term vision, then I think that you wind up with some wrong answers. And again, when you've got guys in Washington, D.C. who are taking checks from the Exxon Mobils of the world, I'm running against a man who took a large check from Exxon Mobil. That's when you wind up having these guys deny the very obvious science, which is global climate change. It's very, very real. It's very, very threatening. I think that we're going to see more growing seasons with drought than without drought, given what all the science tells us as Illinois gradually over the next couple of decades moves toward more of an Oklahoma-style climate than traditional Illinois climate. And so I think that we need to, rather than, you know, I'm running against a guy who's taking money from ExxonMobil, and a lot of these guys in Washington, D.C. take that kind of money, and we turn around and we give $20 billion a year in subsidies to the ExxonMobils, the big oil companies of this country, of this world, frankly. And that's on top, that's taxpayer dollars that we're giving away on top of the record profits that these companies are already making while charging us almost $4 a gallon when we go to the gas pump. So I, rather than put that $20 billion into those companies, I'd like to see us invested in the wind farms of tomorrow, offshore wind farms right here in Illinois, which have grown, you know, exponentially over the last decade or so. And there's still room for further growth with that. There's lots of acreage that many farmers are interested in public-private cooperatives where they can begin to grow things like miscanthus and other crops that can be used as biofuels. There's no shortage of homes. There's literally tens of millions of homes in this country that could use retrofitting and development of geothermal energy into their homes. So it's there are many, many answers. But again, you have to have politicians in Washington, D.C. who are funded appropriately and who've made it clear that their only interest is the well-being of their fellow human being.